Good morning. It's July 13th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Ants, Termites, and Bees. Oh my. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of each other. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Romans 12:4. I once saw a video of a large outside church picnic, over 1,000 people in attendance, taken from a drone high above the crowd, photoshopped later to color code each decade of life represented. You could easily see in time-lapse that the younger colors were in constant motion and the older colors in decreasing motion with advancing age. Were it not simply a picnic, but a job site, one might more easily have seen the division of labor and the similarity to an anthill. The same seemingly random vibrating movement could be seen with random more direct contact and antenna exchange of information. Ants are, in Lewis Thomas's words, so much like humans it's an embarrassment. From Lives of a Cell. They farm with aphids as livestock, which they herd, and fungi as their crop. They launch armies into war. They use chemical weapons. Weaver ants even utilize child labor, engaging their larvae as shuttles to help weave their thread used for fungi farming. They are constantly in contact and sharing information, for as individuals they are essentially helpless, a few neurons strung together. But together, in a mass of thousands, they act as a single organism, planning, calculating, and effecting societal actions. Termites similarly seem to grow smarter as they gather together. Individually, they pick up and transport pellets randomly, but put thousands together and they build them into multiple pillars that they eventually turn toward each other and connect, constructing complicated crystalline vaulted chambers. An individual bee might be out in the clover collecting sugar, directed there by the dancer that gave him the appropriate GPS coordinates, if you will. No one has any idea how they do this. But in the hive under construction, they collectively resemble viruses within a cell, building walls made of row after row of polygonal chambers until the hive is complete. Eventually, every hive population splits almost exactly in half, one group leaving with the old queen and one group staying with a new. At the moment of this swarming, the bees resemble a giant cell undergoing mitosis. Herring are known to exhibit thousands of individuals moving in exact synchrony, sudden turns and curves communicated as if by magic, not unlike some species of flocking birds. But all of these examples have one feature in common. Individuals, virtually helpless alone, but part of a new effective, powerful creature together. Christians are like this, not surprisingly. We are creatures created by the same God, with gifts that work better in concert than apart. Paul makes it clear to the Romans that each of us must identify our gifts and take full advantage of them. One might have the gift of speech, but another the diligence to research the material for him to deliver. One might have the gift of patience and be able to teach the young, while another might have the gift of humor and be able to entertain them. One might have the gift of listening and be an effective counselor for others, while another might have the gift of healing and be able to intervene on the physical behalves of others. The list of how believers can help each other is endless, but the conclusion is clear. Together, we are better than alone. While Christ is the head, the rest of us are the body, and it is through the hands and feet of the church that Christ works in the world. Romans 10:15, 1 Corinthians 12:17, Ephesians 4:16. God commands us to gather together regularly to commune with each other as well as worship. We may draw strength from prayer and study, but we benefit in even greater ways from community. Hebrews 10:25. In a quiet moment today, think about how your community of believers might benefit from your gifts, and give thanks for those around you whose gifts have benefited you. From whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint, with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Ephesians 4:16. Father God, we love you. We are pleased that Christ is the head, giving each member of his church, each part of his body, direction and purpose to spread the love of Christ throughout the world. Let us not forget that together we are much more able to accomplish this task than apart. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.